When I asked Michigan residents to stay home, to stay safe, you listened. You did the right thing. And I know it has not been easy. I know that many people have lost work. I know that many people are worried about paying their bills, taking care of their families, just getting the rent taken care of. Over the past week, we watched the number of new cases slowly decline. We are not out of the woods yet, but we are seeing signs that give us reason to be feeling optimistic, cautiously, but optimistic nonetheless. We are watching, we will continue to watch closely where there are potential upticks of COVID-19 in our state so that we can avoid a hot spot from forming. But we should all take a moment to be proud of what we have achieved. This graph right there shows you how many people would have been hospitalized without social distancing. This is what we were projecting a few weeks ago, where we would be today. It was anticipated we'd have over 220,000 people who would need to be hospitalized, and we knew we didn't have the ability to meet that need. So we took action, and because of that action, today we're actually at about 3,000 people who are hospitalized. This is an incredible achievement. We'll never know precisely how many lives were saved, but that action is because everyone did the right thing, or the vast majority of people did, and I want to thank you. Those of you who have taken this seriously over the past 7 weeks, you have saved countless lives. And so now we are in a position to start thinking about what the future looks like. In the coming weeks, we will continue re-engaging sectors of our economy and putting more Michiganders back to work. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we have to be really smart. We have to get this right. None of us, I'm confident when I say none of us, wants to see a second wave, and we can't risk that from happening. If we're not smart and we just take away social distancing, we could risk thousands of people getting sick and our healthcare system going into crisis again. We don't want that to happen. So if we stay smart, we can lower the risk and protect more people. Now, at first, only the businesses that pose the lowest risk will reopen. I have asked business leaders, healthcare leaders, labor leaders, and experts in industrial hygiene to help make recommendations on which workplaces present the least risk of spreading COVID-19. The My Safe Start plan will take into account various sectors of our economy, geographic and workplace risk, as well as our public health abilities and workplace protocols so that we can mitigate that risk. The My Safe Start will be incremental. We'll start with workplace types that pose the least amount of risk. It's really important that we get this right. So the first will be additional outdoor enterprises that we feel pose low risk. We'll also be looking at residential and commercial construction. That industry, for example, will be one of the first sectors to return to work. We're also carefully evaluating a number of industrial sectors for potential restart as well. I'll be back at a future date to discuss my thinking on these sectors further. We will monitor public health, and we will measure our success every step of the way. We'll also remain nimble enough to pull back when the data tells us that's the prudent thing to do if we see a spike or we're concerned about hospital capability of meeting need. We will take into account relevant public health data in deciding when different workplaces go back to work. And businesses, we know, are going to have to be a partner and do their part to protect their workers and our families. We will be directing businesses to adopt a new array of workplace safety practices that have been recommended both by industry and by public health experts. We don't want our employees to be afraid to go back to work, and we want to know when they get back to work they're going to be safe. Businesses will need to protect their employees through carefully monitoring symptoms, instituting an array of social distancing techniques, strengthening sanitation and hygiene, and providing recommended protective equipment like masks and face shields. They'll also be barred from retaliating against workers who stay home because they think that they're sick or someone in their household is, for the health of their safety and their families. There won't be retribution. Nobody in Michigan should lose their job for doing everything they can to protect their own health, the health of their families, and the health of their colleagues in the workplace. If we can find this virus before it spreads, we can contain it. As we move through the process and gradually re-engage our economy, I will be guided by the data, not artificial timelines. If we move forward and everything looks okay for a few weeks, we can look to expanding activity on the next level. There's no hard and fast timeline here. As we set dates, we will continue to keep you informed. There may be instances where we can move faster. There may be instances where we need to move a little slower. But if we see a second wave coming, we're going to step back when that's necessary. So there's no on and off switch here. We have to think about this as a dial, where we turn it up when necessary, we turn it down when necessary. Re-engagement needs to be incremental and cautious. I want to level with you. No one knows what the coming months are going to bring. No one knows that. But what we do know is that we have access to some of the best minds in this state. We have access to data. And when we build up our public health apparatus and work with employers to keep you safe in the workplace, we can safely, slowly start to re-engage. And no one wants to do that more than I do, I can tell you that.